Gabriel Boucher is the president and CEO of The Millennial Solution. Yes, best-selling author and expert when it comes to millennials. I've never talked to a millennial expert before. Gabriel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
Fine. How'd you figure them out?
Well, it certainly helps being a millennial. I'll tell you that, my friend.
Are you a millennial?
I am, in fact.
Don't you get sick of us old people making fun of you guys?
Well, we can handle it, but I got to be honest. As someone who's studied my generation for the last 11 years or so, it's pretty funny. Some of the stereotypes tend to be true, but some of them are 100% false.
That's absolutely right. I'm sure that's true. I have a millennial son, and he's a wonderful son. But it is kind of funny because I think any kind of problems, well, not any kind of problem, but many of the problems that millennials face today is, in my opinion, because I'm the father of one, the result of parents that paid too much attention.
It's because you cared too much, Jack.
Yeah, that's it. Right. No, really. I mean, I have all these helicopter parents out there that wouldn't let their kids make a mistake, wouldn't let their kids, you know, get a bruise. I think we caused it.
Well, there certainly is something to be said there that the generation that's been called the trophy generation was the one getting trophies, not from ourselves, but typically from very, frankly, very well-intentioned parents or coaches. And mm-hmm. So it's not that the parents are to blame, but there certainly is an after effect, a spilling over of how this generation was raised and, frankly, how we're now reacting as we become young adults.
And what we want to talk about this morning, because there's a myriad of things we can, but as capitalism booms, where do millennials stand?
Yeah, you bet. Well, particularly when it comes to the term capitalism, it's quite interesting. When you ask millennials whether or not they're for capitalism, the overwhelming majority say that they're not. But then when you rephrase it and say, hey, how about a free market? They're like, yeah, I need one of those. So really when it comes to millennials and the economy, it really is a phrase war of how you're actually talking about it. But when it comes to the Trump economy and as President Trump is coming into his second year in office, it's fascinating to see how millennials are really going to be positively impacted by the Trump administration's policies, particularly when it comes to entrepreneurship and being able to, frankly, keep more of the money that we make.
I would guess, and I don't know, I don't have anything to back this up, but I would guess millennials are more against the president than for him. Am I incorrect?
You are not incorrect. So the president's approval rating hovers about 37% right now across the board. When it comes to millennials in particular, he's at about 25%, which is a drop even from about a year ago, particularly among even Republican millennials who voted for him. So he certainly has an uphill battle in the next 3 years. But if he's going to want his job back in 2020, he's really got to start making an intentional effort to reach this next generation of voters. Millennials are going to be the largest part of the voting bloc coming into 2020, so it's certainly really important to craft policies and communicate those policies in a way my generation understands.
Interesting. Do millennials vote generally?
They haven't in the past. Of course, we saw a big uptick with President Obama's election. Then we certainly saw kind of a drowning out over in the last election as well. So 2020, it really is going to be a flip of the coin. Interestingly enough, when it comes to millennials and political parties, we're not a generation that joins political parties. We're really that generation that wants to be defined by who we are rather than who we vote for. So millennials really could be a generation that ushers in a genuine third-party candidate because we're more driven by policies and personalities than politics and political parties.
How do we get more information about your organization and get your book and all that?
Yeah, you bet. We've written a couple different books about engaging millennials, hiring millennials, and the millennial economy. So you can check out more at millennialsolution.com or gabriellebauchet.com.
Gabriel, thank you so much for being with us. Continued success to you.
Thank you, sir.